continue study the topic guidelines and the benefits of reading the Bible. So this morning our class stopped at the attitude. First, belief. Second, humility. Now the third, godliness. Means we respect. We fear God. We treat this Bible is the Word of God. And God gives us these scriptures is for our benefit. To make sure we can understand his mind, his purpose. So remember the whole Bible, this Holy Bible, is showing us the interaction between God and man. God wants us to understand He is the Almighty. He is the Father. We are just the Son. So godliness is very important. So we have to treat the Bible, the teachings as God's teaching, not man's teaching. So let's turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, chapter 2. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. First Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13. This is an example of the Thessalonians. When they heard the gospel preached by Apostle Paul, this is their attitude toward this gospel. Is Aaron Coyer? No? Okay. How about Sean? She is not here either. Ivan Yang. Amen. Okay, so when we read Bible, we have to welcome it, not as the word of man. So even each book have their own its own author, but we know the mastermind is God Himself, right? So God inspired the author to leave the message for our good. So it's very important. We have treated in this manner. This is the mindset. If we really consider this God is speaking to me, then you will receive it with different heart, right? Say if this is your friend told you what to do, you probably just doesn't care. But if this God's word, then we treat well. This is an example from Corinthians. Let's turn to Acts chapter 10. Acts chapter 10, verse 33. You see how this centurion, Corinthians, he is a devout man, right? Fear God. With all his house, he also is a good man. Verse 33. Sister Joyce. Or Grace. Or Joyce, right? Oh, Grace. Amen. So you can see how Corinthians spoke to Peter. Now, therefore, we are all here present before God to listen all things that you are commanded. That are commanded by God. God told you, so you hear, we are all here in front of God, want to listen from you. So that's why, while they are still listening to the message, they receive the Holy Spirit. See, it's a different heart, right? So to us, if we really with the same godliness and we read the Bible, we will be inspired too. And the message will enter, and then we'll remember it. So we were deeply changed, transformed by the word of God. Okay, so this is number three. Number four, longing. Longing means we have to pant for, we want to know more, right? So in your schoolwork, who can study well or become outstanding in that particular subject? Who? Those who want to learn more, you know. Not only limited to your teacher give you the homework, but if you want to do further, one step or two steps further, you want to learn more, then you become better. You know, sometimes your teacher give you the homework is just to consider the average, the general degree. But if your level is over, you just want to learn more. So longing for the word of God, this is very important. So never consider you have long enough. Actually, it's not. That's why this Bible called is a book of life. Just like a scientist. In the past, many scientists, they consider, they know a lot about this nature, about life, about earth, about this universe, right? Or even about our own body, cell, for example. 30 years ago, many scientists, biologists, they consider, this is in this way, yes. They may make it a rule, so-called this golden rule for certain subject. But 30 years later, one by one, they find out we don't know enough. What we have known is we don't know exactly. We don't know yet. So the same token to the Bible. We have always digging, want to learn more. So Matthew chapter 5, verse 6. Praise are they who do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Okay. So do you want to absorb as much as you can? Do you feel hungry to the word of God? Or do you feel thirsty, so you want to pray more? So this kind of attitude will change our behavior. If we really want, then you will find time to read the Bible. So I think there's so many verses we don't have time to go to one by one. But Jeremiah and Ezekiel, the verses all talking about the word of God, just like a spiritual food. You take it, you eat it, then you will feel good, right? So let's turn to this verse only, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2. If we really longing for the word of God, just like a baby, a newborn baby. A baby, always hungry for milk, right? Then you feed it, and the baby grow up. So 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. Sister, Julia. Amen. As the newborn babies desire the pure milk of the word, desire of pure milk. So the in the Bible, sometimes the content is just like a milk, or like honey. Some tastes so good, but some portion maybe just like a it's harder to chew it. So this Bible, the content is in different. There are so many different types. So because it can sustain everybody. Okay. So longing for. When we read Bible, you know, sometimes you read one chapter, right? But just not stick only on one chapter. You can go on to further to the next chapter to see what is the result, and then return back to read again. If we can do so, then we are getting better and better. Number five, delight. You love it. Delight. If we delight, have delight in the Word of God, then we will really spend time because you enjoy it. Sometimes when I prepare the sermon or church service, the most precious time is when I can have a quiet time in reading the Bible. You know, it's a because when you read the scripture, you truly find it is a delight. Because you enjoy, ignore the word of God, and then your heart can be satisfied. Because once you know it, then you find out, wow, this is like a treasure. It's so wonderful. So we have to find out this kind of delight. Turn to Psalm chapter 1, verse 2. Psalm. Psalm 1, verse 2 and 3. Brother Kevin. So blessed is the man that walk not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the Lord of the law. It's a very, very clear, a very straight contrary, right? It's a comparison. If you delight in doing some things, then compare in reading the Bible. So verse 3 describes he shall be like a tree planted by the river of water, and whatever he does shall prosper. So if we want to receive more blessing, reading Bible, find the delight in reading the scripture. In the Psalm, there are so many wonderful verses. In 119 verse 16, Psalm 119, 16. 119:16. Sister Justina. I will delight myself in your statutes. I will not forget your word. Ask yourself, what is your delight? What do you feel delight for? Do you find joy in video games or just in looking at others' picture in Facebook or in basketball? You have all different kind of way to make yourself cheerful. But have you ever find joy in reading Bible? In this age, maybe it's not that easy. But if you can have this kind of the habit gradually, year by year, you will find out, yes, it is delightful. Okay? Hopefully, when you grow up, you can really find it's so good to read Bible. Number six, meditate. We cannot just read it through and then let it go. You have to repeat it and to think about what is this chapter, what is this Bible talking about? Why God give us this message? What is his purpose? What kind of lesson can I learn? So meditate. So in Psalm 1:2, you not just find delight, but also meditate day and night. You don't forget it. Okay? So Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. The Lord said to Joshua, before he is about to take some responsibility. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. Chapter 1, verse 8. Brother Ivan Wang. Amen. This verse is so wonderful, isn't it? This is what God said to Joshua. Just like God command him, you have to meditate day and night, that you may be observed to do according to all that is written therein. For then you shall make your way prosperous, and then you shall have good success. We are looking for success, don't we? Right? We want to be successful in school, in your future career, marriage, everything. Then what is the key? Meditate this God's word day and night. You try to always to think about the verses. So when we observe some things, try to connect it to what Bible say. Then we will learn a lot of the true example, living example, how people live out the word of God, or how this scripture describes our real life. Okay, so it's very important. Meditate. think in the school you also meditate, right? You remember, you try to memorize. You know, for math, you probably have to remember some rule, right? 公式, you have to memorize some of the chemical structure, right? We have to memorize a lot. So our capacity or memory is good. So your memory is how many gigabyte? Huh? Do you remember? Do you know how big your capacity you memorize? A computer, it may be, right, if you have 500 giga or 1 TG, right, oh, it's a big one. But how much more of your brain can memorize? 3? Yeah. Well, it depends on person, though. Some may have a bigger, you know, capacity. But actually, our brain can remember a lot of things. So instead of memorize all this kind of the junk, memorize this word of God. It will give us profit and benefit. Okay? So you should have the capacity to memorize our hymn book, all these 525 hymns, right? The order sequence. You can, but depend on whether you want or not. So likewise, the 12 tribes of Israel, is it that difficult to remember? Right? Or the seven churches in Book of Revelation? 10 commandments, for example, 12 disciples, all different kind of the knowledge. You can remember it. Okay? Meditate day and night. Next, study. We study. Sometimes you read it, you just read through. Okay. If you read one chapter, how many minutes will it take? Say, in Joshua chapter 1, only 18 verses. If you read aloud, out loud, verse by verse, how many minutes will it take? 2 minutes, 3 minutes? Right? Depending on the speed. But read slowly, maybe it takes you 3 minutes to go through it. But in order to study, you probably need 1 hour to study verse by verse. Okay? So we study the word. So that's why reading Bible first, then study the Bible. Study the chapter or the study the entire book, just like we study 2 Thessalonians. Right? So turn to Acts chapter 17. Berea is an example of this, this verse 10. Verse 10. Acts 17, verse 10 and 11. Sister Rebecca. Okay, so the members in Berea, they are more noble than those in Thessalonica. Why? Because they receive the word with all readiness of mind and search the scripture daily, every day, search it. They want to make sure this gospel, what they heard, what they have received, is right. Right? So, Bible study is important. Sometimes we do need some spiritual companion to study together. In the school work You may also need a group, your friends, to study together, because you have more efficiency. Likewise, the same thing in the Bible. So we study the Bible. So what does it mean to study? You study the scripture. Brendan. To analyze. Okay, analyze. Okay, it's one way. What else? We say study. You study the Bible. Sister, any idea? We so-called study. Sister. No answer? Irene? Try to find the deeper meaning of it. Okay. And we say study means we do need some method, right? You have a methodology to do it. You analyze. Then you ask what? What is the message? Who? Do you remember 6W? Right? And then you try to find out the background. Who is the author? Right? And in what circumstance this letter has been given? Right? So all this kind of information you can put it together and then try to meditate. This is called study. And if you analyze and give the abstract or the meaning, how are you going to apply it? Oh, this is called study. Okay? Not just knowledge. So if we read it, then this is a knowledge. But after you study, this becomes a teaching to you for your personal benefit. So Daniel chapter 12, verse 4. At the end, more people will just study. This is why, let's turn to this verse. Daniel 12, verse 4. Sister Hannah. God told Daniel to seal the book. Until when? Huh? Until the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall increase. Knowledge shall increase. So the more we are, actually right now we are getting closer to the end, right? So when people back and forth discussion, knowledge increase. So that's why, you know, almost every field of scientific or any knowledge, they do have a so-called conference, annual conference. People gather together to try to brainstorm about new ideas, share about what they have found in the area. So the technology getting advanced year by year. So some new idea just through this kind of discussion. So for Bible study, the same thing we discuss. That's why you have groups Bible study. We have a class Bible study. Then we really can find out the meaning. Okay. Number 8, diligence. It's Acts chapter 17, verse 11. Daily, every day. Some 119, verse 147, 148. Let's turn to this verse. Psalm 119. 147 to 148. 147. Brother Timothy. I rise before the dawning of the morning and cry for help. I hope in your word. And my eyes are awake through the night watching. Day and night. It's called day and night. So diligence. We may be very diligent in doing our homework, schoolwork. Hope we can also have the same diligence in studying the Bible, reading the Bible every day. Remember, try to remember the key verse. Remember the theme of each book or even each chapter. Okay, so remember it. Remember, and we do need some inspiration of Holy Spirit. And we do need the wisdom and knowing how to remember it. Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3, verse 16. Sister Josephine. Okay. 17, together. Continue. So let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching, admonishing one another, in psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, sing with grace in your heart to the Lord. So here special say, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. As I mentioned, we have a capacity to memorize. You know, try to. I believe in Garden Grove last year we do have a challenge, right? Try to memorize things. Use different way. So the IE classes they have a very creative way. Try to memorize different things. I think this is a good exercise. Can be learned and can be shared with others. Okay, so memorize. Number 10, obey. If we just read it and then we insist in our own way, then no profit at all. So once we read it, we have to obey it. So you read it, you heard is one thing, but obedient bring profit and make things change. Okay. So Lord Jesus, he commanded us in Luke chapter 17, verse 28. This verse is important. Gospel Luke 11:28. Brother Matthew. Yeah, because someone, you know, in verse 27, right? Someone proclaimed, blessed is the womb that bore you. and the breast which nurse you. But he said, more than that, blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Keep it. So we do the word of God, not just here. So we are doers, not just here only. And John 7:17, Jesus, he commanded people what they have done before. Let's do, read this verse. Matthew 7, let's read this verse. Matthew 7, 24, 25. Sister Sherry. Okay, so we build the house on the rock, meaning we hear the word of God, then we do it. If we don't do it, then our faith cannot sustain in front of challenge. Okay, so make determination to obey. God's promise is if you do it, not only showing, if we do it, this action not only showing we actually respect, we believe, but also we want to be praised, right? Because this is how Jesus promised. So this shows our true belief. If we don't do it, then it's just, imperfect. Revelation chapter 1, verse 3. Turn to this verse. Revelation 1, 3. Okay. This is another place. Revelation chapter 1, verse 3. Brother Samuel. Amen. So first is he who read and the Lord who hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things which are written in it. So we read it, we do it, we are praised. Pray. When we read the Bible, we do need wisdom. God's power can open up our mind to accept, to see through the meaning. In order to study and to receive the teachings, we do need the prayer, right? Without help of Holy Spirit, how can we understand the spiritual thing? No way. Because Bible is just like a book has been sealed. Holy Spirit is just like a key to open up. Huh? So, in Isaiah chapter 29, the prophet already said, the book present to those who know, which can read, they say, we cannot read because it's a seal. We don't get it. But to those who do not know how to read, they have no capacity to do it, right? So to us, prayer is the key. We know Holy Spirit can guide us into the truth. So we do need to pray. A lot of things, we cannot get it even at this moment. But prayer, meaning we rely on Holy Spirit. So when we read Bible, basically we have to also pray. Before, after, it doesn't matter. But if we can pray first and then read Bible, it's even better. Because we can find out more meaning. Because Holy Spirit will move and guide. So the key is Holy Spirit can open our heart, our mind. You know? Just like Jesus, when he talked to the disciples, and when God opened their mind, then they received the meaning. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11. Let's turn to this verse. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11. Chapter 2, 11. Okay. 11 and 12. This is, we have a brother. Nathan is not here. Nathan. Ephraim. Okay. So one man knows the things of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him. Even so, no one knows the things of God except the spirit of God. Oh. If this Bible is the word of God, then we need the Holy Spirit to guide us into this truth. It's important. Number 12, I say, preach, share. Once we read it, we share with others. The more we share, the more we receive from others. Okay? So, to preach means we want to tell it. We read Bible actually just like we go into the secret place. When we read the Bible in the quietness. And then, once we receive it, then we go to the open place to share with others. Let's read Matthew chapter 10. David, what's making you so happy? Share with us. Well, we want to know, though. You read first, chapter 10, verse 27. Okay. Whatever I tell you in the dark, speak in the light. Whatever you hear in the ear, preach on the housetop. So, whatever I tell you in the dark, meaning, if we read Bible ourselves, we find a place, you know, you in quietness, you read it just like Jesus is talking to you. God is talking to you through the Bible. And you go to share with others. Then, once we share with others, it's a test whether we really understand or not. So that's why the more we preach, the more strength we receive, the more understanding we get. So for example, if you go out to preach to someone about our basic belief, that moment is the test whether you really understand what you believe. Sometimes you know, you can see that you know it, you get it, but actually, when people ask you a question, challenge you, how are you going to answer, defense it? So, When we read Bible, you can share with others. The enlightenment, if the enlightenment is good for you, someone may be benefit too. Okay, so we have to also share with others. Okay? So this is attitude. And we do need some precaution. Avoid the imbalance between Old Testament and New Testament. Our goal is you read the entire Bible, Old Testament, New Testament. Even some books to you is so profound, so difficult to understand. It doesn't matter. You go through it. You read it, even though you don't get it at this moment, okay. You just keep doing. And don't just let, oh, this book, I don't like it, so never touch. Always skip. No. So we have a balance. Because Old Testament and New Testament, they prove to each other. New Testament answer what the Old Testament prophesied. Right? And in the Old Testament, we can see some even deeper meaning for New Testament message. So we do need this kind of balance. Avoid imbalance. Okay. So John chapter 5, verse 38-39. This is the verse Jesus said. You study the scripture because you want to, you know, you can see there is eternal life, right? So the scripture refer to the Old Testament. So even in Old Testament, just like the book of Leviticus, they still have eternal life. The book of Chronicles, like history, genealogy, a whole bunch of the genealogy names, it all have related to this truth, eternal life. So we do need this both New Testament and Old Testament. Because in the church, we treat they are both important. Number two, don't stuck in a dead end. Meaning, you don't try to, if you this question or you this problem, you cannot get it, you move on. You don't stuck there, okay? So if you don't believe, if you don't understand, fine. At this time, okay, in the future, you will understand. Okay, we will continue tomorrow. Okay, let's put in science.